I have got the 993, high mileage 993, that's done 206,000 miles, but it's got RS cams and everything like that. It's quite a spicy car. My V6 Mark 1 MX5, Jaguar 3-litre V6. Yeah. I have a 205 GTI Turbo. Oh, I have my Clio Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Cat C Clio Williams that's currently getting new paint. So we restored that and took those to Monaco. Part of the reason why I don't get rid of cars, even if they're cheap boxes, is because I don't want that car to fall into the wrong hands.
Hello and welcome to Fueling Around. I'm Vicky Butler-Henderson.
And I'm Dave Vitti, bringing you the very best in motortainment every single week. Fueling Around is powered by Adrian Flux. As the UK's largest specialist insurance broker, Adrian Flux will tailor a quote to your exact needs, helping save you money on your car, your bike, or even your home insurance.
Don't forget to press subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube and follow us if you're listening on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts from. Now then, to today's very special guest. He has told me to say he has got the biggest YouTube channel in the universe.
Yeah.
It is one of the biggest car channels on YouTube. He is responsible for building cars, automotive adventures and expensive mistakes. And his channel has racked up more than 100 million views. He is Auto Alex.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank
welcome,
you very much.
Welcome, yeah. Welcome. Thank you for coming to our little sort of Fueling Around studio.
This is well posh. This
Thank
isn't
you.
Little. This
I mean,
is, this
we
is
thought
amazing.
We'd make it nice and homely for
yeah,
you,
yeah, yeah.
So we hope it's all good. I see you've taken your shoes off. So
I actually have
nice.
Taken my shoes off, yeah.
You know, we like people to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I believe that you two have met each other before.
We
when
have.
Was this?
Yeah.
Where was this? What happened?
So this was probably getting on for 10 years ago, I'm going to say.
The first time we met.
I think we were doing some sort of campaign for, am I allowed to use like names
yes.
of brands?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Shell.
Yeah. Shell. Petrol people.
Yeah. Mm. The best, no, I'm joking. But yeah, we did something for Shell where we were chucked in some sort of big box thing with cars and then we were told to drive around and there were some obstacles and I can't remember what your role was. I think you were like, were you like the overseer or something?
Were you hosting?
The mistress.
You were the mistress?
Mistress.
Oh, no,
if
I wasn't.
Only. But yeah, so I was there with Ethan, who I used to present Car Throttle with.
Yeah.
And we had this series called Two Guys, One Car, where I'm like the overbearing car guy. So I just play myself,
sure.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Ethan is the guy who's not really into cars and we're like flatmates. But we're best friends, but there's always this kind of... Yeah, battle between us for like loving cars or football. And I remember coming away from that shoot because I was in character.
Yeah.
And I said to Ethan, I bet Vicky thinks I'm a and that really hurts me. And I couldn't wait for the next time that I would meet you to actually prove to you that I'm not a
And clearly you're not, because
yeah.
if you were, you wouldn't be here today.
Exactly right.
You know,
exactly
because we
right.
have a strict policy against those sort of people
okay.
on the show always.
Fantastic.
So if you're here,
yeah.
it means that we don't think that you are one of them.
Okay. So this isn't a trial episode and you're just using me.
No.
Just...
no.
I'm not
no.
a podcast fluffer.
No.
Right,
this is real. This
Fantastic.
Is proper.
All right.
Now, listen, Alex, you would appear to have, from the outside looking in, the best job in the world. Right? I mean, we watch the stuff. It's highly addictive. It looks like you're having the greatest time. But for those that don't know, and if this isn't too large a question, how on earth did it all come about?
That is quite
a
large question.
It's a big question.
Yeah, it is a big
question. But the abridged version, maybe.
So abridged version, I went to university. I got a job at Domino's, mm-hmm. Driving pizzas around. My boss at Domino's said, you should probably get a decent job. If a boss at Domino's tells you to do that, you
yeah.
get off your ass and you do
yeah.
something. So I made a beeline for the local newspaper that had a motoring section. Then I got, what did I do? Then I applied for the master's at Coventry University for
yeah.
automotive journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Got in there, did that, got a job at Autocar. Spent 2 years at Autocar, bored out my mind. No offence, Autocar, but it's not really my scene. And then I met the founder of Car Throttle, a guy
yep.
called Adnan. And he said, would you jump ship and be the editor of the website for Car Throttle, a blog that no one had ever heard of at the time. This was 2011 still. So I jumped ship. Everyone told me I was crazy. And then a few years later, I had the editor of Autocar asking me for advice on their YouTube channel because I'd kind of gone into YouTube. So yeah, it came full circle.
But it is taking that step, isn't it? When I left car journalism, a magazine, a nice job, and I went to do my first or the second job for BBC Top Gear, a film, for 250 quid or something like that. And because of that, I left my lovely cushy magazine job.
Yeah.
But I threw the dice, and you have to do it sometimes.
Yeah.
So who have you got with you now? Who's your gang? You've got so many YouTube channels under your belt.
It's completely morphed into something I never
expected.
There's
an empire now.
There is, yeah. People call it the Auto Alex multiverse.
Yeah.
I didn't coin that phrase. But
you're happy to use it?
Yeah, it's all right. You know, just throw it around here and there. So we have Auto Alex, the YouTube channel, which is Taylor, Rory and I kind of presenting.
Yeah.
Then we've got our friend Tom Lenthal as well. He comes in and joins because he's kind of semi-retired now. He's, you know, he's made his money, so he's happy to join in and, you know, relive his youth a little bit. Then we have a whole host of editors, social media guys. We've got merchandise as well, Auto Alex merch. I'm wearing one of our t-shirts now.
Very nice.
So that's actually run by my best friend from school, which is great.
Oh.
Yeah, then my friend Gareth joins in on especially bike videos. So we went to Vietnam recently. So
yeah,
Gareth and Tom and Rory and everyone else. Off the back of the success of Auto Alex, I wanted to actually acquire another YouTube channel called Overdrive because I looked on YouTube. I noticed that Overdrive hadn't posted anything. They got like 500,000 subscribers. So I was like, what's going on? And it turns out that they kind of run out of money. They spent money in the wrong places and they'd fired everyone. So I asked the owner to buy Overdrive. He wanted silly money. I said no. But then I spoke to a guy called Edwin, who was working at Car Throttle at the time. And I said, if you were to have a co-presenter, who would it be?
Mm.
And would you leave Car Throttle? And his answers were Will, who had just been fired from Overdrive or made redundant. And yes, absolutely. So we got those two guys together because they're best friends as well. Started a new channel for them called Top Dead Center.
Mm-hmm.
That was successful. So about 3 or 4 months later, I then went back to my previous kind of co-presenters at Car Throttle, Ethan and Jack. And I said, you're having a tough time at Car Throttle because it is going down the pan. Would you leave Car Throttle and start your own thing? And they said yes. So they now have a channel called All The Gear, which is kind of travel and adventure. So in the Auto Alex multiverse, there's Auto Alex, Top Dead Center, and All The Gear.
You're like the Alan Sugar of the car YouTube world.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking it's almost kind of like a sort of social project as well, because you know you're giving employment to all sorts of people within your world.
Yeah. What I really love about where we are now is that I employ my wife, my best friends, and friends with whom I used to work.
Mm.
And it's just great to see everyone thrive. And I know that they are making so much more money than they were when they were employed by the big publishing houses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I know how to run a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And I know what I would want as a YouTuber is to get the spoils of the success of the channel, which everyone does.
That's such a great thing with you is, you know, you do take your cars on journeys, but you've also got the film crew and you've got to think about an end product as well. It's not just you having an adventure. So how on earth do you go about doing the planning? Because it's not like creating content from for a cooking channel where you're just in your kitchen.
Yeah.
You move around. You know, there are big things to think about. So how do you do all of that?
So the great thing with what we do is because we're buying crap cars, the content writes itself on the journey. So we pick a destination and we know that there will be trials and tribulations on the way. There will be breakdowns. Mm. We will meet incredible people.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that the rapport we have is enough to kind of bring people in and get them excited to watch us. Even if we're sitting down having some lunch, you know, just having just normal talk, people relate to us.
Mm.
Because we don't go into the unobtainium. So we don't really pre-plan that much. There will be some parts of the journey where we'll be like, okay, we want to go here, there. But 9 times out of 10, we will break down. There will be issues, whatever else. And we always have a vlog camera with us. So it's not always, right, we're going to do a PTC, a piece to camera in front of this car, talk about, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's, you get out of a car, someone literally walks up to you with the vlog camera, Alex, what's going on? It's like, I've just broken down.
Yeah.
And that makes people feel so much more involved because it's more raw and it's not set up. So we've kind of pivoted to that quite recently, actually, like in the last year.
Do you find yourself almost sort of directing as well when you're doing that? You know, at the risk of sort of getting sort of too technical in the whole process. But, you know, there's a real skill to doing, I was going to say skill to doing telly, but essentially it is telly. You know, there's lots of different angles and you've got to capture whatever this road trip is.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself sort of directing as well as being part of it and presenting and...
Yeah, as long as it feels natural, but I will never say to someone like Rory or Taylor, I'll go over there and pop the bonnet and pretend that we're having an issue. If it looks like there's an issue with a car, there is an issue with a car. But I will, you know, if I don't think that we've covered a scene well enough, then I'll go back and then we'll revisit it a little bit. But yeah, most of the time it's just, I would hope it's entertaining to watch because of just the stuff that just happens with the cars we buy. Yeah, so it's an easy job.
You say that though, but actually there's a lot of skill in making it look effortless and easy, you know, and you know yourself, there's a lot of planning that goes on and obviously a lot of rewrites that happen on the route as well, no doubt. You know, suddenly somebody's got a puncture and what you're going to do tomorrow can't happen and then you have to reroute and blah, 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 blah. But anyway,
the more problems we have, the better for the video.
Yeah. But listen, take us back to the beginning then, the early days. We want to know what your first ever sort of petrol-powered memories are. You know, what was it that first stirred your interest in cars?
My mum is... German, moved over to the UK when she was 18 and she never actually left. So she's kind of always been into cars and she's kind of instilled that into me. So my earliest memories of a car and, you know, what kind of ignited the passion was her, I think it's like a 1976 BMW E21 316.
Okay.
Left-hand drive, manual. There were holes in the floor because it was so rusty. And I just remember just driving around the local area and mum just letting me, you know, do the gears or do a little bit of steering here and there. Just little random memories of just being a kid and pretending to other people that the car that I was in had electric windows because I was trying to get the window winder as smoothly as possible and just look around and be like, yeah, we've made it. Always... just looking at cars from the passenger seat and being able to identify them from the rear lights.
Mm.
And yeah, I think mum wanted to put me on some weird game show on TV where it was, I can't remember what it was it Kelly, some Kelly's his, I forget his first name, something Kelly.
Matthew Kelly,
yeah. Where it was like this show where kids would go on because they had like some special skill.
Right.
And my special skill would have been to identify cars. And I remember it was in the 90s. It was a long time ago.
Could you do that today? Do you think kids could do that today? Because the amount of different varieties, even from one manufacturer car, is bonkers, let alone
We've got plastic microwaves at the moment just cruising about, don't we? It's all the same.
But no, I was the same. When I was a kid, I used to say to my dad, I kind of go, that car's got the wrong hubcaps on. You know, and things like that. Yeah. You know, why has that got the wrong, you know, and it was, I don't know, you know, but you're right, you know, identifying stuff off lights.
Love it. I still do that in TV shows or movies or anything like that. If there's a tiny glimpse of somebody in a car, I'm like, what car is that? And I absolutely have to get it right or else it really annoys me.
Yeah, and I love watching kind of, not period dramas, but you know, like...
Call the Midwife.
Not that period. You know, like shows of the 80s and, you know, when they go and do little car chases and stuff. I'm always on the lookout where they've maybe like missed a car. It's like... That's a Jaku over there. They've really messed up there. But I love seeing old pictures. I was at my mum's house the other day because she was in hospital for a while, looking through loads of pictures of me as a baby, and like just looking at old cars in the street. If I had that now, I'd be a rich man.
No one
knew back in the day.
I know. I look back on stuff that I had. I just desperately wish I still had.
So what was your first car then? And what were your early years like? Were you an absolute neat freak when it came to your first car? Or were you the kind who trashed it and put £2.50 of fuel in and ran it dry?
Certainly wasn't a neat freak. I've never been a neat freak. My first car was a 1995 Ford Escort 1.6 LX.
Sweet.
Yeah, 5-door, sunroof, tow bar. And I used to bomb that around the lanes of Devon because I went to Exeter University as well. So that was really good fun.
Did you ever tow anything with it?
Never towed.
No,
never
but towed. The tow bar was there.
The tow bar came in handy at school because I actually accidentally backed into my friend Nick Shazby's classic Mini.
Shazza.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember denting his chrome bumper and he was very upset. But yeah.
See, my dad used to avoid cars with a tow bar because he used to think that they'd had a hard life.
Oh, interesting.
So he would kind of go, tow bar.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. Yeah, yeah. But you just got to look at the tow bar and just speak to her and just say, are you all right? Yeah, if it's clean, then it's all right. Yeah.
I sort of avoid cars that have had a life by the sea and on a hilly adventures.
I've been there and I've been burnt, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, honestly, for your channel, though, anything counts, doesn't it? You're not that fussy.
Well, except when you buy a Civic Type R for 800 quid and it's so rusty, you can't do anything with it.
Right.
That was, that
a gift horse.
Now.
In the mouth,
yeah,
looking,
that was in Wales as well, yeah. So
so what followed the Escort then? Where did you progress after that?
Then I got a Mark One Focus gear.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, but I found it terrifically boring.
Right.
So I sold it within, I think, 2 weeks.
Right.
And then I bought a Hyundai Coupe, first-gen Hyundai Coupe.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
2 litre, black leather, sunroof, electric windows. It was the It was great. I loved that. I had that for a couple of years.
I had a friend who had a Hyundai Coupe as
well.
Yeah,
great car.
Yeah.
There's an S2 version of that car with like the squared off rear spoiler, but that was like a grand more and I couldn't afford it. But I drove that to Germany and back multiple times because I went to Germany for a year as well. And yeah, it was the talk of the town. Yeah,
I bet you were.
Yeah, it was a great car. I had nice alloys on it, a bit low, yeah.
Dare we ask what you were doing in Germany?
I was studying, yeah.
Okay.
I did... a year of what did I do, German literature and film.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's so long ago, but that's the university that my mum went to when she was 18 as well. So yeah, Heidelberg.
Love
yeah,
it.
Great place.
I've been to Heidelberg.
Have you?
It's a very nice place.
Yeah.
I went there on a little road trip years ago. Yeah.
Really good nightlife.
If
good
I place. Said ich liebe dick to you, would you understand what that meant?
I would.
I think it means I love you. I've been told it means I love you, and that's what I say.
Well, you have to be careful with the pronunciation of dish.
Absolutely.
Oh, dish.
Yeah. I mean, dick also works, but in this case, it's dish.
And on that note, let's pause it for a second and do a bit of mid-show housekeeping. If you haven't already, please press subscribe on YouTube so that you never miss an episode, or you can press the follow button on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast from. So, in terms of the here and now then, Alex... what does the fleet consist of? Is fleet the right word? Collection?
Oh, cars.
What have you got currently at the time of recording under your garage roof?
Okay, so I'll start with my most recent purchase.
Yeah.
Audi RS4 B7.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cat S. And I got a message.
The Avant
on,
or the saloon?
It's a saloon.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. The look of disappointment on your face. Oh God.
Still a gorgeous V8 engine.
It is great. Yeah. But I bought it in Bradford.
Okay.
And one thing many people know is never buy a car from Bradford or Birmingham, because they're like the car crime hotspots of the country.
Yeah.
But yeah, I bought it anyway. The wingback chairs had been taken out because they're worth about $3,000, and lots of people take them out and put them Facebook Marketplace. So I need to find some seats. There's like A4 black leather seats in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it had 4 PSI on the rear tire, stank of smoke. I said to the guy, Please make sure that the car is stone cold when I get there. It's like, yeah, bro, no worries about it. All good. I get there. What do you think the car? It's red hot. Red hot. And I'm like, come on, man.
The fact that he called you bro as well would be a lot worse for me.
I'm like, why have you got to do me like this? And yeah, just the pressure tactics to buy it were fantastic. But I had travelled with Taylor 4 hours. And I wasn't leaving without it, so...
Okay. But also, they're going to
know
that,
aren't
they?
Yeah.
And you know what? Because it's such a crap car, like, if I was buying it personally, I would have walked away. But it makes for good content, doesn't it? Yeah.
Did you drive it home?
Yeah, we drove it back.
Pumped up the tyre,
Yeah, pumped up the tyre, filled it with fuel. We got to the fuel station, filled up, switched off, and then the bloody thing wouldn't start. The battery was so nailed that it wouldn't restart.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it's had a very, very bad life. And it was owned by a guy who couldn't afford the insurance, so he was getting, like, one-hour insurance, ragging it around Bradford, and then taking it back to his mum's place. So, anyway, it's out of his hands, and we're going
to
look after it. So,
cool,
so it was
watch.
A stray. It was a stray. So that's the most recent one. Then I've got Betty, my T25 VW camper van that's been fully restored. Which is fantastic. Then I've got a few other cars. So I recently bought a 1971 Rolls-Royce Silver Shadow because we're doing a classic British luxury series soon that no one knows about yet.
And they don't get more classic or British or luxury than that, do
exactly.
they?
Exactly. You know? Yeah. So we've got that. We've got Bentley 8. And then my friend Tom as well. We bought him a Jaguar Mark 10 that he's restoring. So, yeah, we've got that. We've got two Discovery... one Discovery 3, one Discovery 4. The Discovery 4 currently has no engine, but that's going in this week, today.
Job for Taylor?
Job for Juicy as well. Okay. We've got another guy that helps out. We have got, right, let's start over there. I have a L322 Range Rover, 4.2 supercharged, so that's great. I really like that. I have a 205 GTI Turbo.
The red one.
The red one, So we're going to try and get that running.
Which is, because that's the engine in that, because wasn't it a 1.9, but it's been upgraded?
Yeah, so it's. I think it started life as a 1.6 GTI, and then someone put the, I believe it's a 2-litre low-pressure turbo Xantia engine in there.
Because it's got the 1.6 wheels on it, I think, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Good spot.
You are such a car boy, aren't you? Yeah, it's great.
Is that a little bit too nerdy?
No, it's great. No. But Taylor and I took that for... a really small drive just on the lanes, just behind the unit, and it is so fast, like too fast almost. Mm. And then it broke down immediately, so we had to push it back.
They're so light.
Yes, so light. I also have a 309 GTI.
Okay.
I have a, hold on, let me just zoom in a little. This is a bit bad, isn't it? Oh, I have my Clio Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Cat C Clio Williams that's currently getting new paint. So we restored that and took those to Monaco. Recently, well, a few months ago.
Is it in the classic blue with the gold wheels?
Yeah. But I'm going to go for a slightly different hue of blue. Because
The Alex hue.
Yeah.
It's a good name for a podcast, that, isn't it? Hue of blue. Ich liebe dich.
See, perfect pronunciation, in my opinion.
I've got my E46 M3 Touring.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, had that built. Which is great. That's a car I'll never sell.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm so envious of that one.
I have got the 993, high mileage 993. That's done 206,000 miles, but it's got RS cams and everything like that. It's quite a spicy car. My V6 Mark 1 MX5, Jaguar 3-litre V6.
Yeah.
I have got a Clio Trophy that I'm probably going to sell soon as well. Sorry, bear with me. I've got my Alpha 156 GTA.
Right.
I recently sold my M5, E39 M5. I've got a Porsche 996, the high mileage one that I mentioned. I've got my Bedford lorry.
Yay.
The red one.
I love my Bedford lorry.
Oh, yeah.
My daily driver is a G31 530 diesel Touring.
Okay.
That does everything. It just flies under the radar. Yeah. It's got no stickers on it, no nothing. So that's great. I think I'm forgetting a whole row, but I can't actually currently see because I don't have any internet.
You must have reminders from DVLA for tax on a daily basis.
I wouldn't call them reminders.
Okay, well, requests?
Fines. Yeah.
Joking aside, there's a lot of admin with that amount of
cars. I'm really
bad at
admin.
Is there a spreadsheet up
there
on the wall?
There is now a spreadsheet. I actually got Rory to do me a spreadsheet.
Makes sense.
Because I can't keep up. And then I have the Honda Monkey that's
which
downstairs.
You travelled to the studio today.
I have a GSXR 750 track bike and I have a Daytona 675 road bike as well, fast road bike.
And have you managed yet to conquer driving two cars at the same time or riding two bikes at the same time?
I tried that. definitely swapping seats, but not...
I've done a swapping seat.
Yeah. There are cars I'm forgetting in the paddock because we also have a paddock.
Oh my giddy aunt!
Hang on, you've already named about 30.
No, I think we're only up to like 16, 17. Okay. There are more.
Is there anything yet that needs to be bought? Is there anything that you...
Oh, everything needs to be bought. Everything needs to be bought.
Is there a 1, 2, and a 3 on your hit list?
So I do have a bit of a hankering for a V12.
Of any persuasion? Lambo, Ferrari?
If it's going to be a V12, I'd like it to be an FF.
Oh, great car. Yeah.
But they are 70 grand, and I will not spend 70 grand on a motor vehicle. So I'm looking.
He says that today.
Exactly. Yes. I reckon
when we get him back next series, he'll have spent.
I'll arrive with my Ferrari, won't
absolutely.
I?
Absolutely. With the monkey bike in the back.
Yeah. I'll be driven as well. I'm looking for, not actively looking, but you know, if someone has like a high mileage FF or a Cat S or something like that, something a bit crap. I like crap versions of good cars.
Yeah.
So quite a few of them are categorised because it means that I can get into them quite cheaply.
And sprinkle your magic.
Exactly. Oh, I also have a 1987 Mercedes SL560 American import.
Ooh.
Yeah.
With the big heart-to-heart bumpers.
Yeah. So on Monday, I'm going to a place in Stratford called the SL Shop. They are like the biggest place for SLs in the world. Mm. They have an SL with 48 miles.
48?
They have it in a glass box.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm going there on Monday. We're going to do a bit of filming and then I'm going to come away with suspension kit, wheels, roof, Euro bumpers, Euro lights. And then they're even talking about throttle bodies and a 6-speed manual gearbox swap at some point. So yeah, I think that is most of them in the paddock. There's just stuff that's a bit crap.
So stuff needs to be of a certain
persuasion
level to make it under the roof.
Yes, under the roof. Yeah, okay. I also have my Delica. Yeah, I've got Mitsubishi Delica. Yeah, which I love, Dell.
It seems to me that you can't let go of cars, right?
Yeah.
So I want to know how you cope, because I have just had to let go of my L322 Range
Rover.
With deep sadness.
You're not over it, are you?
I'm not. I'm really not. And she went, obviously not under her own steam. She got winched on the back of a recovery truck. And she went to, let's call her the recycling centre. And as she went away, I cried. And it was almost like losing a pet.
Yeah.
Because she'd been with us 18 years and, you know, I'd done so much with her. But honestly, this side of a proper resto mod, it would not.
May I ask the spec?
4.4 Vogue petrol. I know.
Because that's a BMW engine, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So I cried. So how do you... Well, you clearly don't let go of many, but...
I don't like crying, so I don't give them away. Oh. However, we've just done a trip, an overlanding trip with a... Oh, there's three more cars that I've forgotten. Discovery 2.
Uh-huh.
Large Larry, which is the Land Cruiser Amazon 4.2 litre diesel that we rescued from a shed in France, actually, about a year ago. And then a V10 Touareg. So we did overlanding in those. Anyway, as part of that series, the kind of halo car we give to a company called LLF Games, and then it gets raffled off. It's a nice way for us to make a bit more money.
Yeah.
And then someone to actually literally win a car for like a pound.
There was a Renault 5 GT Turbo that you offered...
That went with LLF,
My word, holy smoke. I was pressing buttons on that.
But when was it? This week, actually, I dropped Large Larry off at LLF. And as we were backing out of their compound, I was like, I feel it actually hurts. It actually genuinely hurts. I only had that car for a year.
Mm.
I hadn't really grown to love it that much, but he was just looking at me and we were looking at each other. I was like, it genuinely feels like I've left a dog. My dog with the vet, and I don't know what's going to happen to him.
Yeah,
but don't you think that in a way that almost sums up this entire conversation, and in fact this entire series, is that, you know, it's a bit like therapy, isn't it? As three people sat here, but all with a common thing, in so much as it's an emotional attachment to cars.
Yeah, massively.
Because you're either into cars or you're not into cars. And if you're not into cars, which is more people that are into cars, I would suggest, certainly now, right? Cars are functional. They are transport. They do this, you know, whatever. But exactly what you've just said, I think, sums up entirely what this is all about, because it is like and you know, you crying when it's being winched onto the truck. It is like a...
it's, member of the family.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's a living, breathing thing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you know? Are so sentimental
and
about cars.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And yeah. I've never parted with cars easily because I just, there has to be a real reason for them to go.
Yeah.
And I find it really difficult. And what I think is even more interesting, though, is that you, with the amount of cars that you have, still have that attachment to arguably each and every one.
Yeah, and part of the reason why I don't get rid of cars, even if they're cheap boxes, is because I don't want that car to fall into the wrong hands.
Yeah.
I would rather that I'm spending a lot of money on storage and I know it's there and I know it won't get ragged about, I know it won't get scrapped. As long as it's there, it's safe.
Well, the B7 you've rescued, haven't you, from a horrible life?
That literally was a rescue mission.
Yeah. Oh.
Because anyone else probably would have bought that cheap and just parted it out. Because it's probably worth, you know, just parting out and just getting the engine out and blah, blah, blah. But that thing needs like 6, 7, 8 grand worth spending on it. Yeah. No one in their right mind is going to do that on a Cat S car. Mm. But because I have a channel and working on cars pays for the cars, it's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was going to ask you for your favourite, but actually I'm going to change it slightly because of what we've talked about before and also because of the amount. So here's the question. If, hypothetically, the repo man was to come knocking at the storage unit and he was going to take away everything and leave you with one vehicle and one vehicle only for the rest of your days, Auto Alex, which one are you hanging on to and why? And can I just, before you answer, it needs to do a lot of different things. Right? It's your one vehicle.
Oh, what, that I transport my family about in?
Everything.
Everything, okay.
Everything, really.
If it's the one vehicle, then it will be my E46 M3 Touring.
Okay.
Because it's practical, it's fast, it's fairly safe, it's cool.
Yeah.
But if it's me talking with my heart, it's my V6 MX-5, a.k.a. Phil.
Really?
Yeah, I've had that car for 10 years, and that is literally what helped build Car Throttle. Because that was the first channel car that we ever did a project on. And it was so successful that we did project after project after project. And people know me as the MX-5 guy. And lots of people blame me for inflating the Mark 1 MX-5 prices and everything like that. So,
And
I've worked so hard on that as well.
Are you aware, slight tangent here, aware of Myartaland?
No.
So there's a film that I made a few years ago for Influx, which is Adrian Flux's channel. And we found this guy in Italy who has got pretty much every type of MX-5 that's ever been done. He's got about 50 all in one barn in the rolling hills of Umbria. And he's turned this farmhouse into this destination where people like yourselves who love MX-5s can go and stay. And then you just take the cars out and around.
Oh,
and you can,
cool.
he's got everything. So you kind of go, I'm going to go out in the Silver Mark 1 in the morning. And then I'm going to go out in the the Yellow Mark 2 in the afternoon. And it's just the most, honestly, I'll send you the details. Yeah, you would love it. You'd be in your element as a Mazda guy.
Okay, nice. All right, sounds good. Yeah.
Should we get the stopwatch out, do you think?
Oh, we should. We should. Because we are approaching the time when we have to let you go. But before we do that, we need to do a bit of quick fire round. Okay.
All right.
So the quick fire round is called 0 to 60. Cleverly, because you will have almost exactly 60 seconds on the clock, Alex, to answer as many questions as you can.
Okay.
We will then tot up your scores and give you a final tally, which will hopefully bring you both triumph and acclaim in the world of knowledge.
Okay. Oh, right. Brilliant. Okay.
So, Vicky?
I've got a pen ready, so I'm gonna score. Okay. So I'll be score mistress.
If you are ready, I will prime the stopwatch here.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you want to count us down in a race-like fashion?
Vicky Butler-Henderson.
Yeah.
If you're ready with your first question, Auto Alex, if you're sitting comfortably,
yes,
your time starts now.
Alex, which was your first automotive crush?
My first automotive crush?
Don't repeat the question, you're wasting time.
What's your favourite animal?
Dog.
Why?
Because I have one and she's awesome.
Who's your favourite Spice Girl?
Baby Spice.
American Muscle or Italian Flair?
Italian Flair.
Do you like Formula One?
No.
Ford or Vauxhall?
Ford.
Indian or Chinese? No, I'm talking takeaway, not cars.
Indian.
Who would play you in Auto Alex, the movie?
Aaron Paul.
I can see that. Do you like coriander?
Yeah, I love it.
Ferrari or Lamborghini?
Lamborghini.
Crisps or chocolate?
Chocolate.
What's the square root of 64?
8.
Clarkson, Hammond or May?
Hammond.
Why? Why?
Because we're hobbits.
And what's the capital of Poland?
Warsaw.
Time's up. Time's up. There you go. All right, so we need to get a final score coming through.
Auto Alex, congratulations. You have scored 16 points.
Thank you. Out of what?
Yeah, just 16.
Okay,
16.
All right, okay. Is that good? That's good.
Yeah, it's great.
Right, final question then. It is your fantasy drive. Can you tell us where you are, where you're going, what you're listening to, and most importantly, what are you in?
Okay.
Drop.
So where? Probably Austrian mountains. What am I listening to? Fleetwood Mac.
Oh.
Album. Which one?
I would probably just have the chain on repeat.
Okay.
It's just, yeah.
Or the greatest hits of Fleetwood Mac.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
I think you'll find Rumours was quite fantastic. Where are you headed? Or just up and down?
Oh, I'm just...
Cruising.
Yeah, just cruising. There's no destination.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, like that.
Spicy, isn't it?
Mm. And where... what?
What car?
Yeah.
If it's in summer, it's going to be... What, my current cars?
Nope, this is your fantasy.
Okay. What car? Do you know what? I'll give my SL560 a go because I've still not driven that and I've got very high hopes for that. So, bit lower, bit raughtier exhaust, just looking cool.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real. Don't live above my means. Yeah. I won't be in a Ferrari or a Porsche, he says.
Yet.
Yeah. Unless it's been crashed or it's terrifically high
mileage. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean...
I've got you in the passenger seat as well, Vicky.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, great.
Great.
Yeah. Is there an opportunity for us to be able to swap places? Like, can I drive?
Yeah, go on then. Okay, yeah, sweet. Yeah. I'll drive there, you drive back.
Yeah, sweet.
Because I'll be drunk.
Absolutely. That's always the rules, isn't it?
Yeah, them's the rules. Yeah.
You know, I think it's a lovely image. I think it's a lovely answer. I think it's a lovely way to finish because that's just about it this week for Fueling Around, powered by Adrian Flux. As the UK's largest specialist insurance broker, Adrian Flux will tailor a quote to your exact needs and help save you money on your car, your bike, or even your home insurance.
And a huge thank you to our superstar guest today. It's been so lovely to spend some time with you.
Yeah.
Please do check out his YouTube channel, many of them. One of them, though, is obviously his name. So it's quite fortuitous of your parents to call you Auto.
Yes.
Auto Alex. and thank you very much. And you will get hooked into many of your adventures. So just if you do go and have a look, just make sure that you spend a couple of hours not doing anything else.
And if you got cheap FF, HMU.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then hit me up.
Oh, HMU.
Yeah.
What about InstaMe? DM me, is that gone?
No, that can work
as
well.
Sweet.
HMU and the hue of blue. Auto Alex, thank you very much indeed. Don't forget to press subscribe on YouTube so that you never miss an episode, or you can press the follow button on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast from.
Thank you very much. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.